Welcome to Talking Baseball. It's an impromptu episode because we just had some absolute craziness go down. To be honest with you, I was trying to set this up and eat dinner, and I don't even know what happened, but I know there's a lot of trades. No intro music. We just got to get right into it. I'm here. My name's John Boy, and I have my best friend and co-host Jake with me. He's in Denver. I'm in Manhattan, and this episode is sponsored by Alex Zipkowski, Darla Jimenez, Kyle Howerhan, Joshua Bracht, Caitlin Stamper, and Rosendo Martinez. Those are our most recent patrons, patreon.com/JohnBoyMedia. Gets you a live stream, and we have people in the chat watching live right now as this mayhem unfolds. Jake, how are you doing?
Woo.
And what were you doing before this happened?
We've got mayhem on multiple fronts. Hey, Jim, how you doing? A little heads up, we've Jimmy rigged our setup. Jimmy spent so much time getting our office set up beautifully, and then this news breaks and we're away from it. So we're using some older technology. So if things fall apart, we're sorry. But dude, so I went to the gym, as you could probably guess.
Same.
I'm disgusting right now. And it's mostly steam room. Like, just do a little lift, hop in the steam room. But that's where all the grossness comes from. And then I was actually about to record a Knicks podcast, who they fired their team president today, right before the deadline. And then, kind of a blessing for me, the nuke drops in the baseball world. The Mookie Betts trade we were all waiting for. And Jim, as you were getting all this set up and coming back from the gym yourself, you still don't know the full details of the trade.
No, which you started to tell me, and I said, you know what, just slow it down, save it for the show, because I'm sure there's going to be listeners that are coming to this to try and understand what happened, and the slower we go, the better for those people as well. So I have a notepad here, right?
Yes.
And I just want, I'll ask questions. Mookie Betts is the main piece. He goes to the Dodgers, correct?
Mookie, David Price, and Cash to the Dodgers.
Cash money. So I need to write this down. So we're going slow. David Price, wait, and Cash to the Dodgers?
Yeah, so they're covering some of David Price's tab. I don't know if we have the full out number on that yet.
Damn.
I'll see if I can find that. But I think it's a decent chunk. But
okay.
So Boston, they're the team that we know about on the other side of this deal. They're getting Alex Verdugo, the young outfielder from the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yep, we talked about that earlier.
At length last episode. Yeah.
Geniuses. Okay. And our guy from last postseason, Brustar Graterol from the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
And I know that's got to bum you out a little bit, because you and I both fell for Brustar a little bit, this name. Year and some arm talent.
Perfect name. Verdugo's got the perfect vibe for the Red Sox, and Brustar Graterol, he's good for the good fit name-wise for the Red Sox. He has the potential to be a stud. Like, the arm talent Brustar Graterol has is amazing. So good get.
We don't give Boston a ton of love on a lot of these shows. I will say this. Boston's going to figure out a dope nickname for Brustar Graterol, or do they just go straight Bruce?
It kind of looks like Devers, that like young pudgy.
He does have a Devers. He kind of looks like me and Devers combined.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, cool. Brustar goes to the Sox, and then, and then what else? What else do the Twins do?
The Twins get Kenta Maeda. So they'll be able to use him as a starting pitcher, and that kind of adds to the Twins' depth. They added a bunch of like three and a half type starting pitchers. I think Maeda fits the bill there, and we saw Maeda be dirty in the playoffs the last we saw him, so maybe the Twins could use him in that role if they get back there. And then the separate trade that was involved at this same time and sent Twitter into a frenzy was Jock Peterson goes from the Dodgers to the Angels for another one of your guys, Luis Renjifo, young infielder from the Angels. So that's all the information. I'll see if I can find the David Price money. but I'll let you digest that and see what you got for me.
This is what I got for you right now. Dodgers fans, we know some Dodgers fans, and they were complaining and whining and so upset that they were doing nothing to win. Like, what the hell? Like, we need to get better. We're the only team not doing anything. The Dodgers just picked up one of the best players in baseball. They picked up a pitcher who eats innings, is good. Like, David Price is good. He's not the guy that you thought he was going to be or once was. He still eats a ton of innings and is good. And they got Renjifo. What's Renjifo? What's his role? I don't really know him. But, like, they just did a lot. The Dodgers just did a lot. And they got rid of Verdugo. Might be a tough loss with Mookie only being 1 year. But what's Renjifo's situation?
I'm scared to use my computer. Let's get Renjifo and Jock out of the way. So Jock has 1 year left. He's going to the Angels. I love it for my Angels. They basically get a younger, a little more platoony of Cole Calhoun. So they get Jock. They stretch out their lineup a little more, and that's what they need. Help Mike Trout. The key there is it's 1 year. Renjifo, he's not a huge prospect, but he's a pretty talented infielder. He was a quick riser last year. He's 22 or 23, and I think it's, hey, if they can use him this year, cool. If not, the guy could still use a little bit of minor leagues, and the Dodgers might have another young body that they can either use or flip in another trade later on.
What position is Renjifo? Shortstop?
Infield, yeah. Mostly infield. Middle infield.
Venezuelan. Oh, yeah. Oh, so he's got – so Jock had 1 year left. Okay, so this is what they did.
So they got rid full of, control they, of Renjifo.
So the Dodgers got rid of Verdugo, who has 4 years left, for 1 year on his contract guy in Mookie Betts, and then their outfield is still kind of crowded because you have Mookie, you have Bellinger, and you have Pollock. So they go, well, why don't we get rid of Jock? He's 1 year, so we're trading 1 year for 4 years and of Renjifo. So basically, in a weird way, you can say they traded the contract length of Mookie for Jock. We had 1 year of Jock. Now we have 1 year of Mookie. We had 4 years of Verdugo. Now we have 4 years of Renjifo.
Yeah, something like that. I think it might even be five of Renjifo because he just got a cup of coffee this year.
It says four for me. No, okay. Five. You're right. They already have this year going.
But yeah, I think if you're a Dodger fan, you're on cloud nine. So that's the Angels Dodgers part of it. Angels,
dude. If you're a Dodgers
happy.
Fan, hold on, stay on the Dodgers. If you're a Dodgers fan, you're ecstatic. Like,
right,
Mookie's
I want to get
great.
The Angels out of the way because they're going to be done. You get Jock Peterson. It's the most talented team you've had in a while in Anaheim. Good for you guys. Now,
well,
let's
what's
go to
what's
the
Angels outfield then?
I mean, they've got Peterson, they've got Trout. They've got Justin Upton, and they've got Joe Adell as their top prospect, who now they can have more flexibility with.
Okay. Good for the Angels. Whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe not even, though.
I mean, Renjifo would have been a piece for them, but they really love Fletcher, and they got Rendon at third. They've got Simmons at shortstop, so Renjifo was kind of a bonus piece for them at this point. And they get Jock Peterson, who his numbers versus righties, I mean, he's a 900-plus OPS guy. Mike Trout hasn't had a Jock Peterson. Now he's got Rendon, Peterson.
Yeah, you throw the both of them with Trout. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not in love or anything with what the Angels did, but it's good. It's still just 1 year of Jock. So, like,
yeah.
If it goes belly up and Renjifo's a stud, not worth it. But that's the risk with most trades.
The Angels are in for this year, and they actually kind of have a wild card shot, which I don't think they could say in a while.
Yeah, they haven't been able to say that. All right. The Dodgers, I mean, dude, the Dodgers are in like a win-now mode. Like, they have young talent, but they still need to attack. So you get Mookie for Verdugo, but Mookie's one of the best players in baseball. Maybe you can entice him to stay if that's even in the cards for you next year, whatever. David Price adds to their rotation. They have Bueller. They had Kershaw. Like, who's the rest of their starters that I'm blanking on? May, is he in there? And now Price is there. And who am I blanking on?
Let's go line Catterday? Up a little bit. So they're Gonsolin, your guy. So Mookie, Mookie, Max Muncy, Justin Turner, Cody Bellinger, Pollock, Corey Seager, Gavin Lux, and Will Smith. They have one of the best lineups in the National League. They did before today, and they added the guy who was the AL MVP in 2018. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not a math pod. Pitching-wise, your guy, Walker Buehler, how would you describe him?
Moxie.
You love that word. I love how did you see that word.
Did you see what he tweeted out?
No. Oh,
he just tweeted out, ha, 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 ha.
It's a good tweet.
It's not bad.
Cody Bellinger went with the eyes. I was just looking at his tweet. Clayton Kershaw, he'll still be twirling it for them.
Who's their rotation?
We'll see if Dustin May can take a step up. I know they like him a lot. Who else is coming back for my Dodgers? I mean, they're stacked. I mean, they've had the pitching minus a couple playoff guffaws.
But they lost Ryu.
Dodgers rotation.
They lost Ryu. They lost Maeda. So it's like, according to this, it's Buehler, Kershaw, Price, Urias, Wood, May. So back end of the rotation is still like young. But
they have a couple young guys. I would expect from Urias, May, and I feel like I'm missing one other guy. I would expect someone from them to kind of take the leap this year. But yeah, I mean that lineup, man, they good.
I'm just happy Dodgers fans, they did good. So, like, we did this a couple episodes where, like, the Dodgers kind of banked on a trade this offseason, and it doesn't seem likely. We thought they were banking on Mookie or Lindor, and I was like, that's a risky gamble because you don't know if they're available. And gamble paid off for the Dodgers.
Gamble paid off.
They improved their team. They improved their team.
Yeah. I mean, Mookie Betts is special, and he's – contract year, and he wants to get paid, and he's going to be on a contender with a lot of help in that lineup. Mookie Betts probably balls out this year and shows out, and that's if you're a Dodgers fan, you're stoked right now.
Jake,
Price, dude, we totally forgot.
No, I was just talking about him with the pitching.
Yeah, I mean, there's 175 innings right there. Yeah. Pitching, they're going to be fine.
The 4-5, I'm still interested. I just don't really know exactly who it is, and it's a little bit of a crapshoot. But yeah. They'll be fine.
Between May and Urias, you've got a couple big time prospects that hopefully one of them puts it together. And then yeah, I mean, Gonsolin's kind of a bonus piece for them right now, and he actually had a solid year last year.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the Red Sox.
Yes.
Now, if you listened to the last episode of Talking Baseball, we thank you very much. Here's a little something on the Red Sox. The fact that they have to trade this guy sucks, and I think we all kind of know that, you know? Like, just compete. We did the whole spiel yesterday on this, right? Where we said, the system's so stupid that this is how a team that can win, like the Red Sox, they have a lot to win. They'd rather save money and move on. We're not smart enough to fix it, but we think it's bad and sad state for baseball when one of the top talents in the game gets traded before a full season before his contract's up. It's bad. Baseball needs to fix it. That being said, Jake, I don't agree with the Red Sox rebuilding and trying to save. I think that's MLB's bad and they're forcing errors. So I just want that to be said before I say this. As rebuilding moves or retooling moves or getting under the luxury cap but staying competitive moves, I do like this for the Red Sox. I think Verdugo is a good get. I mean, he's number two draft pick. He's got 4 years of control. He's a lefty, and which scares me as a Yankee fan. And he was really good last year when he was playing. So I'm trying, like if this was the Tigers and they made these moves somehow, I'd be like, hell, the Tigers are putting together a really good effort to rebuild. It sucks that it's the Red Sox because they shouldn't have had to do this. Mookie and Price are better. But I do see a future in Gratterall and Verdugo.
They cleared a lot of money, and that was one of their biggest intentions. And again, we not recently found out, but as we dive deeper into this world, we always, our initial thing is to yell at the GM, the general manager. The general manager always wants to pay Mookie Betts. The owner is the problem there. And the Red Sox ownership, I mean, they made a decision. And it really does suck. And I know you and I are Yankee fans. So, you know, I think when we talk Boston, we almost become our most serious, which sucks because we want to be silly about it. But for Boston, something that we've been so excited for this offseason, Jimmy, is so many teams are competing.
I know.
Like, so many teams have thrown their hat in the rings. The White Sox. Hell, the Blue Jays signed Ryu. I mean, call them what you want, but they're trying to take steps to go forward.
When we did it, we had only one team in every division besides the AL Central, which had two. So that's right. Seven teams out of 30 we had. Now add the Red Sox. They're not trying to win this year.
And they're going to try to spin it. I mean, they're going to try to spin it like they are. And they're still a good team. Like, they're still a good team. Like, if Chris Sale and E-Rod can put together full seasons, which have some question marks around them. I mean, the lineup's still good. I mean,
they don't have a manager still. They're like,
they don't have a manager. That's a problem.
They have punishments coming down.
Put a computer down there. Well, they're just going to have someone sit there until Cora's ready to come back after his lifetime suspension. But, no, I mean, that Red Sox lineup is genuinely going to be good. They need to figure out pitching. Right now, their 1-2-3 is Sale, E-Rod, Eovaldi, which I don't know what you can bank on from Eovaldi. I don't know what you can bank on from Sale last year. E-Rod had a really nice year. Hopefully, he can replicate it. But their pitching's pretty thin. And I think the thing that's, I don't know if it's ironic or whatever you called it, but they're going to be under the salary cap. And they're going to be wanting to spend this offseason. So, hey, like we said, if you're a Boston fan, maybe you're dreaming that Mookie hits free agency and you guys are in the bidding war and win it. I mean, hey, that would be one way to go about it. I don't know. They're going to go out and spend next free agency because they're going to say, you know, oh, we like what we see from our young guys, Devers, Verdugo, Bogarts. They're hoping Benny turns it around. And then they're going to spend next year, so I just hope whatever they spend on next year is Mookie Betts or is equivalent to Mookie Betts, because then if you're a Red Sox fan and you spend Mookie Betts types money on
keep going,
things,
I got to run to the
bathroom. I see your eyeball running out. I've been done with this speech for a while, but I'll keep going. If you're a Red Sox fan, right now you're telling yourself, we're spending money next year. If it's going to be Mookie Betts level, if we sign five guys or hell, one guy, might as well be Mookie Betts. So I don't know. If you're the Red Sox, you're excited. And if anyone thinks we're joking about the name Brewstar Gratterall, we weren't. He's a young dude who got the call for the Twins because he was tearing it up and he has electric stuff. When we saw him in the playoff series this year, we were saying how if you're the Twins, you should give this guy a shot because he's got your best chance to dominate an inning and get some punchies. So, hey, maybe the Red Sox have found another high-leverage bullpen guy, a young guy, and they can use this as a bit of a rebuilding year. Well, hey, the Rays are still tough. The Yankees were a 103-win team that added Gerrit Cole, arguably the best pitcher in the league. There's some stuff you can talk yourself into. I will say this. If you're a Red Sox fan or if you're any fan of baseball, kind of put this in the question mark bucket or something like that, because with the CBA coming up, and I think we're going to do a podcast on this in a couple days, is that Mookie Betts can be signed by the Red Sox. If you think the Red Sox could not sign Mookie Betts, you couldn't be more wrong. The ownership made a decision not to sign Mookie Betts, one of their best young players in franchise history, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And John Boy is still messing with his eye, so I'll jump to the Twins. Hey, I'm anyone who doesn't know, I'm talking Jake. Give me a follow. The Twins.
I think my eye's good.
Is your eye okay?
We can stop there on the Red Sox. I heard everything you were saying. It's good. No, my contact really was messing up my eye. I didn't like it. Brewstar Gratterall is his real name.
Do you, we got to hit the Twins? Kenta Maeda? You stoked or what? Maeda for Brewster, right? Is that the trade?
I'm happy for the Twins. They needed an arm. Yeah. I mean, they have Porcello or Pineda suspended. Rich Hill is injured, right?
Dick Hill.
And Dick Mountain. And there's and then Homer Bailey, right? And like it was a patchwork rotation, and it was a lot of coin flip and kind of odds against you coin flip, hoping like, you know, maybe it's a three-sided coin and two of them are against you. That's how I feel about those guys. Mm-hmm. And it was because they missed out on Ryu and they missed out on Wheeler and they were trying to try to get him. But I like this move. Dude, Maeda pitched, what, he started like 26 games last year or something like that. I like this move for the Twins. They need arms. They got who did they just bring in? Julis Chacin as the minor league invite, and it was like he probably breaks camp with the team because they just need arms early on.
Right.
Well, Maeda's better than that. So I like that move for the Twins. And they gave up Brewster Gratterall, who maybe isn't as win now for them. I don't know. You know what though? I really think the Jock Peterson trade, like I think this was stupid by the Angels. The more I've looked at my paper and thought about it, I like 1 year of Jock Peterson, who's a platoon player for 5 years of a young guy. That's all they got was like half a bat for 5 years. That's the only part. Everything I think makes sense besides the Red Sox not investing into one of the best players in baseball. But everything else kind of makes sense. I'm kind of excited about the shift. The Angels, I have no idea why they did that. I mean, I get it, but he's a platoon bat, and it's 1 year for 5 years.
Yeah.
You could have gotten more for Renjifo.
He's on the good side of that platoon. I mean, you have to see what Renjifo turns into. I know, and maybe this will bring you back a little bit on the trade, not bring you down. But you know, you have a pretty good rule with prospects that prospects get traded for a reason. And it's normally, you know, hey, Juan Moncada gets traded for Chris Sale. Yeah, he's a giant prospect, but they got Chris Sale back. For 1 year of Jock Peterson, you're right, it does smell a little fishy. I was looking at Renjifo's minor league stats. He was a quick riser. I mean, we still don't know what he is. We don't know if Renjifo is a major league player. The Dodgers are taking a chance on having a young guy they can flip. And for the Angels, I mean, Jock Peterson rakes against right-handed pitching.
The math doesn't make sense.
I mean, I just think, yes, Jock Peterson is a platoon player, but he's a platoon player that hit 36 home runs last year. It's not like, let's see who's on the bump today. Like, no, Jock Peterson's really good. I mean, he led off for a lot of these Dodger teams that made the World Series against right-handed pitching. So he's an impact bat, and I think someone tweeted at me the Angels lineup. I'm not going to be able to find it now, but the Angels have a very real team now, and this has been a goal for them for a while. You're right. I think if Renjifo becomes a regular MLB player, I think war-wise, value-wise, they're going to lose out on that. Maybe they know something about Renjifo. Maybe they just wanted to jump at it, and they were shocked they could get Jock Peterson for just a prospect.
The odds are really against this trade for the Angels. I mean, they need to make the wild card, and Jock needs to do really, really well, and Renjifo needs to be not even an average baseball player. If they don't make the wild card, if Jock gets hurt and Renjifo turns into, even like you're saying, just like a decent everyday baseball player,
right? Which I mean isn't question. I mean, he was never a top 100 prospect or anything. He was a fast riser that the Angels called on for help because they needed help.
But you know how much guys value these cost controlled years, especially like young infielders with the 26 man and all that.
You know what the Angels value? Getting Mike Trout a playoff win because he's currently got a goose egg. So they can tell Mike Trout, hey, we brought in this dude who rakes. We brought in Rendon. Justin Upton is healthy. Joe Adell is on his way up. We're going to have a baseball team this year.
Well, you know what you can do, Jake?
What can I do, Jim?
You can go to affordablejerseys.com and get yourself a brand new Nike jersey. Mookie Betts, $99.99. $99.99. Brand new Mookie Dodgers jersey. Use code JOMBOY or BREAKDOWN or whatever and get a Mookie jersey or whatever jersey from affordablejerseys.com. I think that's all I said, right? Yeah, good.
Yeah,
Nike.
That's pretty good.
I nailed it.
Know who's someone I forgot in the Angels lineup, Jim?
In the Angels lineup?
Yeah.
Kiboom.
Ohtani. If I was an Angels fan, I'd be yelling at me right now. Dude, they've got a pretty nice lineup, and Jock Peterson against right-handed pitching is going to be a huge factor for their 120 games they see that.
I think he improves their lineup immediately. They must really not like Renjifo.
I think
why the Dodgers make the trade? Why did the Dodgers even have to get rid of Jock? Couldn't he have platooned with Pollock?
Yeah, I guess that's that. I guess we found, and it's kind of funny, this is the whole separate trade. The blockbuster kind of everything checked out. Twins get rid of a young bullpen arm, sure, but yeah, they got a guy that's going to throw a lot of innings for them.
They needed a rotation. They needed a starter more than a reliever, and you can find relievers places. So I like that move for the Twins.
Boston got rid of their cash. LA gets their star. This Angels-Dodgers trade is a little funky.
Because
if I'm a Dodgers fan, I am celebrating right now, but I'm also saying, like, God, that Pollock-Peterson platoon would have been pretty badass, right?
Yeah, it is interesting. That's the odd one for sure. All right, I'm seeing if anyone in the chat saying anything. Y'all are forgetting Stripling, 2017 All-Star starter. Ross Stripling. And the Dodgers got Trina as well. I mean, in the end, the Dodgers have a good offseason now. They added Price, Mookie, Trina.
People were saying if Trinan is fixed, if you're a Dodgers fan, you've had a great offseason. I'm still team go nuts. Let's flip Corey Seager and something for Lindor. Like go win a title, Dodgers.
This is what I'm saying. Chaim Bloom comes into the Red Sox, right, as the GM.
Yeah.
If the owner of the Red Sox say, all right, Bloom, you're our GM. We are trading Mookie and Price.
Right.
And he has no say in the matter. All his job is to go get the best pieces back.
Right.
Or good pieces back. I think I like his return. Your thoughts?
Okay. If he's told by management he has to trade Betts and Price.
And I think he was. I mean, I think we can say for sure he was.
So here's my thing on Betts. Because I still think they could be under the salary threshold they wanted to be without getting rid of Mookie this year. I think the bigger thing for Bloom, for me, if I was day one of the GM, I'd be like, you guys, this was a bad hire, but let's talk. And I would say, can we re-sign Mookie Betts? And I think the answer he got was no. And then when you're the GM of that team, you have to say, okay, I've got to do something with him. And if you're trading Mookie Betts, you might as well get rid of Price to get rid of that money and build up for whatever's coming next year, which is going to be a rowdy Boston fan base, knowing that they got under the luxury tax and they have money to spend. So Verdugo, it depends what he turns into. He had a really solid year last year. I think he was like a 3-WAR player. If he can take the step up and if he can play some monster ball and become a 5-WAR guy for them, you know, it can become a pretty good return. If Brustar Graterol turns into a high-end reliever for them, they cleared their books and they can make their next move. And where I started with, I shouldn't be comparing the Red Sox to the Knicks because as much as I love a good fandom discussion, I won't compare any group of fans to my New York Knicks and their punishment. But when the Knicks traded Porzingis, they said, hey, we cleared cap room. And we said, okay, the return kind of sucked, but as long as we sign those big free agents, Knicks didn't get the big free agents. I think Bloom's kind of defining moment is going to be next year's free agency, because they're going to want to go out and spend. And it'll be interesting to see who's out there and who they want.
Do you think Verdugo and Gratterall good gets?
I think it's okay. I mean, dude, they were trading
It's one year of Mookie.
They were trading Mookie Betts, and they're trading David Price and paying some of his salary. You better get at least one good prospect back, and they did. So I'm not blown away by the return. I think it's okay.
I'm not blown away by it, but I mean, Gratterall's a top 100 prospect and arm talent in the MLB, and then Verdugo has enough time to, like, okay, he can do it.
Yeah, I don't know if Brewster was that big of a prospect. I think he was another quick
riser. I think
he's
deep. I think someone in the chat said he was 83.
His, let me see, baseball reference. Yeah, so he was in there. So I guess here's what I don't know about Brewster Gratterall, because we saw him as the high-leverage reliever, is that he did start games in the minor league, because it's tough for a reliever to be a top 100 prospect. So, hey, maybe Brewster can start, and that's a giant piece of this we're missing, and maybe that's where the Red Sox are hoping to get a lot of innings. If Brewster Gratterall can be a good starting pitcher, then yes, I'd say This is a really good return for the situation Heim Bloom was in.
Someone also just tweeted at me that they got rid of Jock for luxury tax reasons. His $8 million puts him under. I don't know if that's true or not. Just someone said that.
It would make sense.
It would make a little more sense to that separate move. But yeah. Anything else? Big trade. Is Mookie Betts the biggest player to be traded in a long time?
Ooh, interesting.
Like star in game. Like a star in his prime.
Who else is up there? A-Rod?
Yeah. A-Rod to the Yankees?
I feel like we're for sure missing some.
A-Rod to the Yankees was bigger. A-Rod to Yankees was bigger than Mookie at the time.
I mean, that's as big as it gets.
that's as
no,
big
that's
as you
not
can.
Not shots fired. That's the Yankees, no, Alex Rodriguez. Yeah.
I mean, and we know he was on steroids like crazy and all that, but the numbers he was putting up in Texas to trade that guy, that was insane.
If you're a baseball fan, I mean, what? Was Scherzer traded? Was Sale traded?
Sale to the
Verlander,
but even then,
but
it's
he
not
wasn't,
an ever.
Yeah. No.
No, not no. Giancarlo. That's what someone said.
Giancarlo's
big.
A big one.
Coming off an MVP year.
Yeah.
It's a big one. Good call, Sean McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
Tick-tock McLaughlin.
Good for baseball. I wonder that
baseball's
fake
crushing the offseason.
Dude, I'm telling
so
you.
Well.
I don't know if I dream them getting a new PR team, which, again, I should have looked up in any point of today, but that new fake PR team, maybe you and I are the fake PR team, is killing it, and hey, let's get nuts. Chris Bryant, why don't we get you on the move?
No, don't trade Chris Bryant. Baseball's better when the Cubs are good. And I don't want every superstar coming up against the money traded.
Yeah.
That's bad for baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anything
Sox
else?
Sox probably just heal this wound by re-signing Brock Holt, and then everything's good.
Saw some Yankee fans like, the Yankees haven't done anything since Cole, and now the Dodgers get all the guys. And it's like, what were they going to do?
Yeah.
What were they going to do?
Yeah, you got pretty New York there for a second.
What were they going to do?
What were they going to do?
Huh? What are they going to do? Trade for Mookie?
Oh. Get Lindor? Trade for Bryant?
They're going to trade for Bryant now.
Roger Clemens' kid comes back, make him a star. Kobe.
Every time you have to bring up him.
You
Jeez.
Always get nervous about that.
That's so ridiculous. Roger Clemens kid this, Roger Clemens kid that. It's nuts, man.
University of Texas, Troy Tulowitzki. Uh-huh. Here we are. Every
oh my
time.
God. We got to get out of here. Thank you for hanging out with us and talking baseball. I can't believe it. We're out. We'll see you guys later. Now that Mookie, well, we got some questions coming in. Now that Mookie has been traded, does that maybe push the Rockies to trade Nolan? I don't think there's a connection there. Just remember that catchers and pitchers report next week. That is exciting. And what's also as exciting is when that happens, we go to an episode a day, every day until opening day. And we'll see you then. We appreciate you. Go the ball.